Hi, good evening, everyone. I'll call the meeting to order April 13th, 2022. Notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Councilman Lankowski.
Here.
Councilwoman Patton.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
President Randolph Sharp.
Here.
Mayor.
Here. All right, approval of minutes for council meeting and executive session for March 9th, 2022, and March 23rd, 2022. It says you're here for the second one. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Just for March 9th, 2022. Anything?
So moved.
Second. Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
And council meeting and executive session for March 23rd, 2022. Entertain a motion, please.
I make motion to approve.
And a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Abstain.
Entertain a motion to pay the bills, please.
I make a motion that those have been properly signed and audited be approved for payment.
And a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
The following reports have been filed and are available in their respective offices for review and will be included in the minutes. The tax collector's report, the sewer report, and the treasurer's report. Second reading, ordinance 2022-07, ordinance amending Chapter 296, Street and Sidewalk of Codes of the Borough of Lenoir. At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments regarding ordinance 2022-07. Seeing none, I'll close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion that ordinance 2022-07 be adopted on second reading and published according to law.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
First reading, ordinance 2022-08, exceed the municipal budget appropriations limit and establish a cap bank. Entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion for first reading, ordinance 2022-08 be adopted as read on first reading, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall, with the second reading being held at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Resolution 2022-98, the governing body certifies compliance with the United States Equal Employment Opportunity Commission enforcement guidance of consideration of arrests and conviction records in employment decisions under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Entertain a motion, please.
All right, well, I make a motion under, for Civil Rights Act 1964. I'm just going to consolidate it.
Compliance.
Compliance.
Thank you.
Civil Rights Act.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Resolution 2022-99, introduction of the 2022 budget. Entertain a motion, please.
I make a resolution for item 2022-99, introducing the 2022 budget.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Next, consent agenda. The items listed below are considered routine by the Borough of Lindenwall and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no formal discussion of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Resolutions 2022-100 through 107. Entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion for a consent agenda items. I cannot speak tonight. 2022-100 through 107.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Next up, engineering report. Sir?
Just to update right now for Cooper Ave, the survey and base mapping was completed. The pavement cores were done. We're doing the existing conditions analysis and the preliminary design right now. And the traffic signal warrant analysis, the counts are being performed this month and we expect the report to be submitted at the end of April.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for the engineer? Thank you, sir. And once again, thank you for that letter. At this time, I hope...
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I need to abstain from Resolution 2022-106.
From the consent agenda.
From the consent agenda. Okay. This time, open meeting to council. Councilman DiDomenico.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Lindenwall Police Department activity report for the month of March 2022. Total calls received 2520. Traffic accidents 50. Community policing 324. Traffic enforcement and stops 230. Criminal complaints issued by officers 65. Traffic summonses issued by officers 87. Criminal complaints issued by citizens 94. Traffic summonses issued by citizens 0. And there's 69 investigations. Lindenwall Fire Department, the elections for the new fire truck were held and it was passed.
That's it. Thank you. Councilwoman Hess.
Sure. Thank you, Mayor. Lindenwall Public Works monthly meeting. Tons of trash collected, 764.53. Bulk items picked up, 321. Scrap metal picked up, 45. Concrete picked up, 2. Stumps and logs picked up, 1. Number of accidents, 0. Number of injuries, 0. Number of service calls, 96. Stoppages, 25. Main stoppages, 3. Emergency calls, 12. Markouts, 45. Pump station repairs, 11. Troubled areas jetted 12, pump stations vectored none. For Laurel Springs, we had 5 service calls, 5 stoppages, and 2 emergency calls. Also, I wanted to remind everybody that we all know May 4th starts no plastic bags, no styrofoam when you go out to eat, nothing, plastic straws, everything. You got to remember to be taking your own bags. Stores over 2,500 square feet, I believe it is, they cannot give you anything. They can't sell you plastic bags, nothing. You can bring your own or buy their carryout bags. After November 4th, plastic straws may only be provided upon request of the customer, which I think a lot of stores do that right now. But that's really November 4th is the actual date for that. But that's all. Just remember, take your bags with you when you go shopping.
What day is that?
May 4th starts, yeah. New Jersey. Yeah. Yep. That's all I have. Thank you.
Council President.
I'm going to be a bit long-winded tonight. I just got a few things going on. So the first thing I'm going to read is a report from the Code Enforcement Office. This is for March 2022. It's 67 CO inspections, 41 smoke inspections, 301 violations found, 184 violations written, 146 abatements, 35 tickets written, 11 tickets went to court, was Zoom court due to the virus, 6 tickets Zoom court, plus one Voorhees court conflict, six pleas by mail. These are things that are settled outside of the court system. 242 yearly rental registrations, 188 yearly rental registrations, seven vehicles tagged and removed by others. I think the total for the rental registrations are 242. Seven vehicles tagged and removed by others, plus three were towed. Zero illegal clothing bins were tagged, zero tractor trailers. Four sites were found working, being done without permits. Zero businesses found that didn't apply for mercantile. Zero businesses opening, no approval. Two dumpsters on streets, no approvals. 60 street opening inspections, sidewalk, curbs, and aprons. 48 resident communications. So as you can see, it's been a busy month in the code enforcement office as usual. And while we're talking about that, I'm also going to discuss the new SDL system that we're looking at for the code enforcement office. It will digitize the office completely, and essentially will turn the office into a 24-hour operation, in that contractors will be able to apply for licenses. You'll be able to make your appointments online. So even when the staff isn't here on the weekends and at night, these parts of the operation of the office will still be functioning. And I, myself, am very excited about this. We've been trying to get this done for almost 10 years now, and it looks like it's going to happen. The training is going to be intense. There will be a lot of information that will be migrated over to the system, the UCC codes and things like that. But once it's up and operational, I think it'll really be an awesome tool for the office. The code enforcement guys will go out with handheld iPads that will allow them to write the ticket immediately while they're out in the field and not have to come back to the office, write it up, and send it out in the mail. So we're really moving into the 21st century with the code office. So I'm excited about that. Also, an update on our Business Connection networking event that we're hosting on May the 14th. There will be over 300 businesses invited to this event. This year's event will be called Let's Grow Together. It's the first time that we're ever hosting this. Again, I'm really excited about this as well, connecting with our business owners, providing a network venue for them to do business with one another, and hopefully we will grow together. We're also looking, hopefully, to get a job fair out, thank you, a job fair out of this as well, and it is in cooperation with our Linden Wall school system. Now, moving right along. And as I said, you know, these moms, there is an awareness for a thousand things. Okay, so I picked the three that speak to my heart to talk about. So these are three that I'm going to talk about this month. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. It's when, in 1983, it's called CAP, Child Abuse Prevention Month, and it recognizes the safety of children and just speaks to the abuse and neglect that happens to children, and also sexual abuse that happens to children. The reporting line in New Jersey is 1-877-NJ-ABUSE, and this is where cases can be reported of neglect upon children. Here in our own Camden County, we have an area that comes out of the prosecutor's department, part of the SUV unit, and it's called Special Victims Unit, just like the TV show, if you ever watched that. And this is an area that specifically deals with children that have been victimized either through neglect or sexual abuse. And these people have been trained to work with children through dolls, drawings, and things like that to bring out what happened to them, and also to help them on the road to healing. So I just want to recognize the importance of this, sexual abuse. I feel like the Borough Hall tries to do what we can to assure that the people that are involved with our community, our sports people, our volunteers, us as elected officials, we also have to take a sexual abuse course, that we are dedicated to the safety of our children in Lindenwald. April is also Autism Awareness Month. Autism Awareness Month in April aims to celebrate and promote the acceptance for a condition that occurs in one out of every 54 children as of 2020 in the United States. Autism is a complex developmental condition affecting a patient's ability to interact sometimes in communication and progress, and there are many different subtypes, which they call the spectrum, right? So one thing that I like about something that I read is that autism, it's not a disability, it's a different kind of ability. So I hope that everyone can kind of look at it that way. I happen to work with someone that is on the spectrum, and he's an awesome guy, great worker and everything else. So the diagnosis is not always one that cannot be overcome through training and education and therapy. So I just want to recognize Autism Awareness Month. And lastly, it is also Poetry, National Poetry Month. And this was, I'm going to be like, really, Cheryl? This was established in 1996, and I'm a person who likes poetry and stuff like that. So I'm just going to share with you something that I hope that you'll be enlightened by. It's one of my favorite poems. It's by Kipling. It was written in 1909, and it's called If. Okay? So if you can keep your head when all around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, and if you can trust yourself, even when all men doubt you, make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies or being hated. Don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not your dreams be your master. If you can think and not make your thoughts aim your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you're spoken, twisted by knives to make you a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them with worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it in one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and near and soul to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on to these so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, not lose your common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. And that's one of my favorite poems, and I think it's just timeless, and it just speaks to a lot of things. So thank you, Mr. Mayor, for allowing me to read my poem.
Councilman Landowski.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. The school board went back to their regular meetings. It was real exciting because the children actually got to be honored in public in front of everybody, so they were real excited. Also at that meeting, the school board got consideration to adopt the job description of a desktop specialist, director of technology, and network system administrator, and educational data coordinator, which is really good because they didn't raise their tax levy this year, and they're adding all these new programs, so it's really good for that. All right, that's all right, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilwoman Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Public Events Committee first event is this Saturday. The Spring Fling is at Lindenwall Park starting at 11. Please see the borough website for more information. I would like to take this time to thank in advance all who are and have helped us plan this event so far. Thank you, Mayor, Council, and the departments for your help, your guidance, and advice, especially the library and administration. You've been absolutely supportive, and I appreciate your grace and understanding. Thank you to the police, fire, public works, parks, and recreation, school district, and just about everyone for being so gracious towards us. Thank you to the Public Events Committee for persisting that we do this and forging ahead and working so hard to make this happen for Lindenwall. I do trust the community will have an enjoyable time this weekend. The library has the NJ HealthLink tablets finally up. They're now in, so now our neighbors can have consultations with their doctors right in our own neighborhoods. There are many with limited access to technology and transportation, and the library has a way to make a difference in public health. So please share this information with your neighbors and friends.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For senior citizens and caregivers for senior citizens, the Alzheimer's Association, in collaboration with Camden County Senior Services, will be holding an Alzheimer's Community Forum. It's for Alzheimer's dementia memory loss. It'll be May 18th from 9 a.m. to noon. It'll be held at the Salvation Army Croc Center, which is located in Camden. There's going to be light refreshments, networking, and activities such as stress busting. So that's going to help the caregiver with how to deal with their stress, how to practice stress management techniques, and develop problem-solving skills. If you want to register, you can call 1-800-272-3900, or you can go online. And I do have flyers if anybody would like a flyer. And I will give you all the information on there. COVID update. As we all heard, Philadelphia is now back to a mask mandate. The reason they did that, because in 10 days, their cases rose 50%. So as of April 18th, all indoor places are going to have you wear a mask. So the big question is New Jersey next? According to Governor Murphy, he insists that New Jersey will need to learn to live with COVID. He's not planning on doing the mask mandate as of right now. As for New Jersey, in the last 7 days, the average confirmed cases has increased by 35%, which is 1,518 new cases. That was from a week ago, and from a month ago, we've increased about 77%. I checked CDC's website today for Camden County, and we are listed as low. Remember, the CDC has it where you put your website and put in your county, it'll tell you where you're at with COVID. Also, to follow up with Linda's part about the recycle, about the plastic bags, about the law that's coming into place. The Clean Communities Council Director has stated the statewide ban will arrive on the 4th, and it's urging New Jersey shoppers to get in a routine and bring your own bags with you. As Linda said, supermarkets, you won't have plastic bags, paper bags. They will sell recycled bags if you want those. But cooked, uncooked meat, vegetables, fruit, flowers, greeting cards, just to name a few, they will still have those little clear bags at the stores. No styrofoam at restaurants for takeout, so they're going also going to have a single-use bag. Retail stores of any size, customers will have a single-use bag from the store, but they still encourage everyone just get in the routine of having a bag with you. On NJ.com today, I found an article, and it's about 23 answers about urgent questions regarding the mandate with the bag. So if anybody would like that, I have that. Lastly, on April 30th, Camden County will have their Sustainable Festival and Plant Sale. It's from 10 to 3 in Lakeland Complex, right on the main road, on Lakeland Road. I have attended this before in the past, and the prices are incredible. There are bushes. I bought bushes there. They're still lasting from years ago. So if anybody would like to go, I also have flyers for that. And that's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Or administrator, nothing?
No.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to bring everybody up to speed for the new people that are here. Next, when we open up to the public, you will not get a response from council. You will get a response from council when we go back to open to council again. So if you have anything that you want to bring up, please just come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and go ahead. Ms. Vettieri.
Diane Vettieri, 637 Fifth Avenue. Resolution 2022-101, the Justice Assistance Grant, what is that for? Okay, and then the other thing, Mayor, the golf cart that was bought last year, why is Public Works driving that all through the town doing, picking up stuff in there? I thought that was for recreation, and I thought for golf carts, if the street is more than 25 miles an hour, you can't bring that on there, so wouldn't that be illegal to be driving that everywhere? That's it.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public?
I think everyone knows me on the town, but I was hoping that I didn't have to come here, but I don't have no choice. Mm-hmm. And I'm sick. I'm a fellow guy. Oh, I do whatever I have to do.
You're going to have to speak into the microphone because your mask is talking.
Okay, my name is Jenny Silver. Yeah, bear with me because I fell on the ice and I have a condition. I'm from the Pines, I'm Chrysler. Y'all seen me before, y'all know who I am. But I was hoping I didn't have to come to this again, but I'm here. And the reason I'm here, I want to know what is going on in the Pines. I have called, I have sent letters, I have been over and complained, and nothing has been done about it. Okay, I slipped and I fell on ice February 8th, 2021, because the roads was not clean. We did the no other road around the dumpster, around where you live, was not clean. We had continuous snow. I had about 4 bags of trash that I had to take out. And I thought it was clean around the dumpster because I saw nothing but snow. But it was ice up underneath that snow. So I took the bags of trash, I set them on the ground, and I would lift up one to throw it into the dumpster. And that's when I hit the ground. So I went to support myself with one of the bins there. I slipped back down again. So the lady across the street saw me, so she said, "Miss," she said, "wait," she said, "I will help you." But I managed to get up without her help. So when she came over, she took the rest of the trash and she threw it in the dumpster. So she said, "Can you make it home?" I said, "I'll try." But okay. That's one incident. Well, I had a type of cell incident too, but that's not y'all's fault.
You have to talk to the mic.
Excuse me? What'd you say?
Talking to the mic. Can't hear you with the arrow.
Okay, like I said, I've called several times, and I talked to a Corey, and I talked to Mr. Hahn, okay? And then I talked to another guy named Mark. And I talked to the lady, Stacy, whatever her name is over there. I talked to her. Now, I'm sick. I can barely walk around. I shouldn't have to go through this. I've been on the Pines ever since 1975. Why don't we have a groundskeeper? Why don't we have a landscaper? Where is all that mess out there in front of people's doors and on people's lawns? Where is the dog poop all over the place? Why people got 5 or 6 dogs in a one-bedroom apartment? Okay, why is it glass all around the dumpster? You can't even walk your dog because the dog is walking in glass. I'm walking in glass. Raised sidewalks, okay? And I brought this to Mr. Hahn, and Mayor wrote the attention about 2-3 years ago, and it's still like it was those 2-3 years ago. Okay? Now, I live in the 6600 building. I moved in the Pines and October the 15th, 1975. And I've been out there ever since. And this is the worst I've ever seen it. Why? We don't have a groundskeeper, we don't have a landscaper. You don't believe what I'm saying? Anybody that feels like it can go out there and look what I'm saying. Why is this happening? Maybe because y'all don't live out there? Is this why it's happening? But we pay our rent, we pay our taxes. And I'm not going to live like this anymore. I'm going to do whatever I have to do. People are complaining, but they're afraid to say anything because they will be retaliated, just like I was. Okay? My rent was raised $63 over everybody else's rent because I complained. Okay? And I don't think that's right. I told him that I wrote about it, and I told Mr. Hines about it. Okay? I was without heat for 5 months. That's why I got this jacket on. That's why I got these winter pants on. That's why I got this cap on. I called Corey several times. He had to call him to get me some heat. Okay, they said, W.C. Davis out to fix the heat, but he never did fix it because he told him he needed a part and they never got the part. So I was out here from September to the end of January, beginning of February, when Jose and Janice Amber came and gave me some heat, fixed my heater. Okay, I was out here, and I told them, my electric bill was like $500-something. Okay, well, my electric bill was only $780. And I said something to the powers about it. They told me they was not gonna prorate my rent. So I had to pay it myself. Okay, and the 6,600 building, we don't have no lights. 3:30, it's dark. It's dark there. And it's been like that for months and months. They know about it, but they're not going to do anything about it. I have presented this to code enforcement. Why haven't they done anything? I have been to Mr. Hines. I've been to Mark. I've been to Corey. I sent letters. I came personally myself. And I sent letters. I'm tired of it. Now, y'all on board, y'all supposed to be code enforcement, taking care of this. Why hasn't it been done? And I'm really upset about it. Why hasn't it been done? What is wrong with the Pines? Why the Pines is like this? Why? Somebody's not doing their job. And whatever I say, I can repeat it. Because I got proof of whatever I say. I have evidence. So I'm not going to sit up here and lie and say it's not true. Because it is true. And something needs to be done about it. And who like it is okay, who don't like it is okay. I'm not biting my tongue anymore. I've been out there since 1975. This is the worst I ever seen. We don't have no landscaper. We don't have no groundskeeper. We have nothing. We're in one apartment. A lady got six dogs in one apartment. And one bedroom apartment. The dog came over and attacked me. But I let it go, because she apologized. But she still has those dogs, and they're big dogs. We thought they were pit bulls. She said they're not pit bulls. Well, what are they? I mean, I'm quite sure Mr. Hines got, but I got copies of everything that I'm saying. Now, something has to be done about this. It has to be done. Y'all don't go out, y'all supposed to do something about it. What is code enforcement doing? What are they doing? Nothing. Well, are they getting paid not to do anything about it? I can't say, I don't know. I can only surmise, I don't know because it's not getting done.
No, I'm sorry, but I can't answer you until we go back into open to public. So, if there's anything else you'd like to say?
May I go to you and say whatever you want to say? I don't have to lie. You can go out there and look.
That's not what I'm saying. I can't talk to you until we come back to another part of the session. I have to get everybody first. So if your 5 minutes is up.
Oh, it's okay with me, but somebody needs to come out there and
we'll answer your question as soon as we get to open the council again.
Okay, whatever. Somebody needs to come out there and check the issue of going on in the pond.
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Joe.
My name is Joe Amadeo, 25 Jewish Sound Road, Lindenwell, New Jersey. I wanted to talk about. I got a message from Georgetown Condominiums. It's called CAMPCO, the management. And they sent out a notice saying we're supposed to put a number 3 to 6 inches on our back for EMTs, police, and fire department to see it at night or whatever, to identify your home in the back. So, which is a great idea. And it was a law passed by the town council years ago. But what they said was they got something for 3 to 6 inches. The law says 4 inches on here. And I called up yesterday to the code and told them about it. And I didn't speak to anybody, I just left a message. And I said, please give me a call back, let me know what the law is. So I had come in at 3:45 before they left and asked them, I got a hold of Wayne. And I said, well, what did you send to these people? Because it says they recently got a violation from the town. So I said, what did you send them? And he says, well, here's the law. Now, just bring this up to the town council tonight. And I said, "Well, just let me know, what did you, can you send them the law? I mean, why don't you send them the law?" So then, he just said, "Bring it up to the town council tonight." So today I called up and I asked at 9:00 in the morning, I says, "Give me a call." No one called me back again. 2 days in a row, no call back. I left a message and I said, "I do want a call back." And no call back. So I'm not happy with that at all, not getting the call back with all the people they have in your office. I mean, I have samples of the numbers that we're supposed to have. You know, I was going to lay them out on the table for you, like with 6 inches, 5 inches, 4 inches are what they look like compared to a 3-inch. And a lot of people are getting the 3-inch now because they're only 88 cents. But the law says 4 inches. I think that's pretty much what I want to let you know. I'm really unhappy with the code. You know, and, you know, not being told, I don't know what the people were given. I mean, I had to come to them and say, "What is the law?" You know, because these people didn't say the law. They just said they got a violation. They didn't say what the violation was or what the law is. So, I went to the election board and asked them about the new machine we talked about the last time. They said that they pay for everything. The paper, the ink, everything is supplied and paid for by Camden County. The only time that it's not paid for is when it's the fire department, when you have an election with the fire department. And that's, we have to pay for that. So, I guess that's it. That's good. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion to open up the council.
So moved. And,
Let me start with, in a second. Okay. Do I need them all? Don't even need to do this. All in favor? Okay. Golf cart. First off, street legal. We bought one that's totally street legal. It's not just for events and stuff like that. It's for everything. We're using it for spraying the fields and everything else. So we wanted something that was legal.
So why are they using it to do trash stuff? I got to understand.
It's...
Why don't they use the regular vehicle?
It's... Because where they have to go with it, it's a lot easier just to use that. They happen to be out there, the guys who actually drive in the golf cart, who actually have taken courses now, they have to take a course for this golf cart as well to get a certification for it. It's just when they're out doing maintenance and lawn care services, they're using it for picking up the trash as they go along as well.
Mr. Chairman, with regards to the JAG grant, that is a shared grant from the county, and Linda Wall's piece is for laptops for the police department. So it consists of 7 other municipalities.
Okay, moving on to the Pines. You can go ahead.
The mayor's going to address one part of the Pines, but I do want to address one part on the Pine. The Pine is a private business, so we can't force them to hire people there to do some of the things that you're complaining about. However, I am off on Friday. I plan on driving the Pines on Friday. I'm going to look at your area specifically, the 6600 building that you discussed. I just sent Wayne an email while we were at the meeting and told him that I needed to discuss the Pines with him tomorrow morning. So when the office opens up, I will be discussing that with Wayne. Ma'am, I didn't have code enforcement before. I just got it this year. So I don't have anything to do with that. I do have it now, and I will be out there on Friday. Well, I'll be out there on Friday, so I hope to see you when I come out there, okay? I'll talk to you after the meeting. Okay, we'll figure it out.
It's also on the sidewalk situation there. All of the sidewalks were fixed. All of them. There's no raised sidewalks anymore, any of that. everything that we've ever talked about when you were out there with me, I mean, all those things, were all taken care of. If you have an issue, you have my number here at the Borough Hall. You have... Yes, you have my number here. I will come out with you, I will talk with you, and I will take you right into the office and get things straightened out. We've done it before.
Now, those who are there right now...
I can't...
Okay, I see.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, if I don't be careful, I'm going to call.
Well, you can show me on Friday when I come out, okay? And we'll look at it. Joe, you got a pen? Or your phone? My cell phone number is 856.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. Just write it down, Joe. 856-229-2204. I'm the liaison for the code enforcement office. If you're calling there and you're not getting an answer from somebody, please give me a call, and I will figure out what's going on. They are in the process of trying to hire another person. They are shorthanded in the office. They're out doing inspections. We've got a lot of spring rental registrations coming up, so sometimes they're not in the office. But if you can't get an answer, and you call them and left a message, and they don't get back to you, please give me a call, okay? And if you're not, and if I'm not available, you all can always call Ms. Thompson. She's our business administrator. She will get an answer for you, okay?
May I say something?
Sure.
What he wanted me to do was his job.
Well, I'm going to get to the root of that, too. I've also left him an email about that, so let me discuss that with him, okay?
Yeah, because he wanted me to contact the management and tell them the law.
Well, we'll get to the root of that tomorrow, so I'll have a discussion with him tomorrow. Your number's down there? On the paper?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get it before I leave, okay?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Did that answer everybody's questions?
There's an election thing about the base board.
Oh, the election thing?
Well, they told you they pay for everything. I believe that that's passed on to the town, some of the cost for it, but we'll find out about that, okay? So we'll let you know. I'll call you.
If it's paid by Camden County, you'll pay them for
right,
it?
Right, yeah, and if it's paid by Camden County, you're still paying for it through the taxes. So.
Yeah,
right.
And they're the ones that make the decision to get the machine.
Well, I think it's a statewide thing, and they're trying them out, so yeah. It's.
We had nothing to do with it.
Right, but they're still in the trial basis, so, you know.
All right. Anyone else have anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, close the meeting. And entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor? Motion carries. Oh, by the